Hello, everybody, and welcome to Season 1, Episode 23 of TTM Cast, the podcast for the TTM Autograph Collector. My name is Jeff Baker, and I'm your host. It is Sunday, August 11th, and summer is winding down. The kids are getting ready to go back to school. And we have a fun interview with Troy Rutter today from TTMAutograph.com coming to you later on. It's a nice long interview, so we're going to try to make the introduction short and sweet today. A few things going on in the last couple weeks that we'd like to cover. Once again, you can find me at TTMcast at yahoo.com for my email, TTMcast@yahoo.com, if you want to send any feedback or suggestions for the show. We're also always looking for guests, so if you're interested in being a guest on a future episode, just send me an email and let me know, and hopefully we can get you on the program. I am on Instagram at TTMcast, I am on Twitter at CastTTM, and I have a website, www.ttmcast.com. And as always, you can find my podcast basically anywhere podcasts are found, including we recently were added to Stitcher. So the podcast is now available on Stitcher. So thank you for listening today, and let's jump right into the program. Our first segment, as always, is Baker's Dozen. It's kind of a brain dump of what's going on the last couple weeks in TTM that I've noticed. One thing that I've added personally is this advanced notification from the post office. So now I get a nice warning to how many TTMs I've got coming in the mail the next day. And I recommend that you guys check it out. It's pretty cool. Erases some of the surprise element of running to the mailbox, but it's always nice to know that you get a couple coming in the mail and kind of where they're from. So can't pinpoint who it is usually, but it's nice to know that I got a couple returns in the mailbox waiting for me at home when I get back home from work. There is a big East Coast National show in White Plains, New York, coming up next weekend, the 16th to the 18th. There's all sorts of Giants and Yankees and Mets. So anyone in the New York area, Connecticut area, tri-state area, I recommend you going down. It looks like it's going to be a pretty good show. Lots of autographs. I got to go to the Red Sox and Angels game the other night. Got to see Chris Sale face the Angels and Mike Trout. And it was a briskly played game. Played in about 2 hours, which is really short for a Red Sox game. Those usually last 3 to 4 hours, but it was a great game, 2-0 or 3-0, I think it was the final, and had a great seats right behind home plate and took some pictures. Hopefully you saw those on either Facebook or Instagram. I posted those. Couple other cool things coming up. We've got a couple releases this week. We had the Donruss football cards got released on the 7th, and next week on the 14th, the Topps Heritage High numbers are coming out. So those are great cards to get signed. Looking forward to it. I'm hopefully picking up a hobby box next week when they come out, but that's kind of wrapping up what's going on. We want to kind of cruise through today so we can get right to Troy Rutter's interview. Why does Archie Manning hate me? He still hates me. I've seen that he's signing again, and I refuse to send out any more cards to Archie Manning. I've got a bunch of cards out that I've seen people have been signing, so I'm looking forward to the next couple weeks to get some returns. Saw Shane Bieber signing. I have a card out for him. I got a couple other guys that I noticed were signing. So Archie Manning, you still hate me. I don't know why. And I will not send out any more to Archie Manning. Other returns. We had a lot of returns in the past 2 weeks. It's a good week. I've been sending out probably about 10 a week and trying to be consistent about that. I haven't gotten any out this week, but I got a lot of cards out, and I got some good returns. I got Brian Holloway from the New England Patriots, former All-Pro lineman for the New England Patriots. He sent back a Topps 1985 card that I had sent him. Also, he signed my letter, and he signed the outside of my envelope. So I got three autographs from Mr. Brian Holloway, sent to his Florida home. Got it back in less than 2 weeks. It was a great return, especially since I'm a Patriots fan, and I was a big fan of Brian. when he played for the Pats. I got two great cards from a TTMer that is a friend of the hobby, Mr. Joe Ferguson, former quarterback for the Buffalo Bills. I got a 1975 and 1976 Topps cards that I sent him, signed in less than 2 weeks, maybe even a week. Mr. Ferguson is a great friend to the hobby. I recommend you sending it out. He's always a quick return. Got a return from Patrick Ramsey, former quarterback for the Washington Redskins. Got a 2005 Topps card, maybe about two to 3 weeks. Autograph wasn't that great in terms of he messed up a little signing the first part of his name, but still it was nice to get a return from Patrick Ramsey. I always enjoyed watching him in his playing days. Got a couple cards for my 1978 Topps baseball set. I got Dan Ford from the Minnesota Twins. I'd sent him a couple times, and I got a return from him. And surprise, surprise, yesterday I got a return from Randy Jones, who was the Cy Young winner for the San Diego Padres for my 1978 set. Returned it in less than 2 weeks. I was very, very surprised. It was probably the third time I'd sent to Randy Jones, and first time I got a return from him, and it was great because it was for my 1978 set. I got two returns from Joe Torre, former manager for the New York Yankees and Cardinals, and he played for the Braves and Mets and all sorts of teams and during his career. And it took 2 years to get returned, but I see he's catching up on his fan mail. I got a 1964 Topps card from when he was with the Milwaukee Braves, and I got a 1991 Topps when he was manager for the Cardinals. So that was 2 years coming, but Joe Torre, thank you very much. Got a quick return from Frank Tanana. I had gotten him previously, but I had saw a couple Frank Tanana cards while I was going through cards a couple weeks ago, and I had decided to send them out. So I got a 1992 Flair signed by Frank Tanana, and a 1981 Topps Coke card, which is airbrushed on his that was his first season with the Red Sox, so it was nice to get that card signed. I was always a big fan of that card when I was a kid, and those came in, I don't know, less than a week. It was a couple days turnaround, honestly. And then lastly, for my 1992 game day set, I got a couple cards back. I got Tony Smith from the Atlanta Falcons, Aubrey McMillan from the Minnesota Vikings, and Tommy Maddox, who was a quarterback for the Denver Broncos. So all in all, a pretty good 2 weeks in returns. As I said, I got a lot of stuff out, so looking forward to more returns. Hopefully you guys have gotten great returns in the last month or so. It looks like there's been a lot of guys been posting on Instagram, and the guys have been really signing, as opposed to in July, where it was kind of a little slow. And our final segment before we get to our interview is our Vern Rapp Minute. This is dedicated to Mr. Vern Rapp, who I sent out a TTM request after he had passed away, not realizing he had passed away. So I do this as a service to our community to honor the people that had passed away, and hopefully that you don't send out TTM requests. So we lost Mr. Cliff Branch, who was a wide receiver for the Oakland Raiders back in the 70s and into the 80s. He had, I think, a 14-year career. He passed away at the age of 72. One of my favorites growing up, it was a little before my time when he played for the New England Patriots, but I was a big fan of his when he played for the Dolphins. He was a member of the perfect team that the Dolphins, 1972 Dolphins. Mr. Nick Bonacani, he was a linebacker and an All-Pro with the Patriots in the early days from, I think, 1962, and he played into the 70s with the Dolphins. So I understand he was kind of ill recently, and he previously was a pretty good signer for TTM, but he has been ill lately, and we lost Mr. Nick Boncani, who was actually an NFL Hall of Famer. In baseball, we lost Mr. Mike Rourke, who was a member of the Detroit Tigers from 1961 to 1964. He was featured in the 1962 Topps set. He was a member of the Tigers. He was a graduate of Boston College, a local guy, and he passed away. And lastly, football, we lost an AFLer. We seem to be losing AFLers more and more. Mr. Keith Lincoln, who played for the San Diego Chargers and the Buffalo Bills from 1961 to 1968. He's featured in numerous top sets during that year. And he was played his whole career in the AFL. And I'm sorry to hear of his loss. So my condolences to their families. And it's always sad when former athletes, people that we cherished, we liked and enjoyed, have passed away. So condolences to their family once again. And we close out the program with an extended interview from one of my favorite Teat Hammers, Mr. Troy Rutter. Troy is on Twitter. He is on YouTube. He is on Instagram. He is a prolific poster on YouTube. So I hope you enjoy our interview with Troy. We talk Nationals. He went to the National Show, and we talk Teat Hammers. So hopefully enjoy the interview with Troy Rutter.
Joining us on the TTM Cast Hotline is Mr. TTM himself. You might have seen him on video. You might have seen him on Instagram. You might have seen, read his book or got his book. Welcome to the program, Mr. Troy Rutter.
What is up, TTM Nation?
Troy, first, a belated happy birthday. It was Troy's birthday last week. We won't say how old he was, but happy birthday.
Oh, thanks.
So you've been real busy lately in terms of posting videos and being real prolific about getting TTMs back. You kind of had a downturn there for a little while and slowed down, and all of a sudden you ramped up again. What brought about your renewed interest in the hobby?
There are two things. All the stuff from spring training finally started coming in late.
Yeah, I think we all had that.
But also, I actually went through there were three things. So there was a spring training that happened, and then there was that 1982 Fleer box that I opened. So that was like, once I got the Ripken and Pete Rose and Johnny Bench out of there, that box was ripe for TTMs. And what was the third thing? The third thing was, I went through all of those 91 score hockey cards that I had and either sent them out or moved them to the not available or deceased bin. So everything I had, every hockey card I had was out there.
Wow. Now, I you know what, you're a little different than most guys, because a lot of guys don't do hockey.
The views aren't very good on YouTube if I do only hockey either. So,
I love hockey, obviously, from Boston. I've been a hockey fan way back when, Bobby Orr days. So
Oh, yeah?
And the Bruins are really always available in the area. Rick Middleton and all these, Johnny Busick and all these guys, they're always, signing, and they're always going to different events. So the Bruins are a real easy to get a hold of. Even guys like Ray Bourque and some of these other guys. So I really love hockey.
Yeah, as much as people keep telling me I need to get into soccer, I keep telling them they need to get into the 80s and 90s hockey players. So.
Have you had pretty good luck with hockey players?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, quite a bit. Yeah, definitely.
We have a hockey player in the family. My wife's second or third cousin is Phil Bourque, who used to play for the Penguins and the Rangers. And I just saw he just wrote a book. He just published a book. So I've met him a couple times. He was a really nice guy. I guess he's a pretty big wig in Pittsburgh, because he does TV and play for the Penguins, but the hockey players as well. So what have you gotten, any of the superstars from that area?
A few, I can't name them off the top of my head. I should have been prepared, but I missed out on the Gretzky bandwagon, whether they're real or not. I kind of missed out on that whole thing. you know, I got back a few people from the miracle season, you know. I think, I don't know if I mentioned this on the last one, but one of the weirdest ones I got was I sent to the Canadian Hockey Hall of Fame, and it came back from Russia, Makarov.
Okay.
And he's the one that they put in a new rule because I think he was 28 when he was Rookie of the Year or something. So they instituted the Makarov rule that says you have to be under 27 now or something like that. So, but it actually came back from Russia and he paid postage on that. So I thought that was a pretty unique PTM.
How have you been? How do you do stuff to Canada? Because I have, you know, I know Guy Lafleur signs, but I haven't sent anything to him or anyone in Canada.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure how to handle that.
Well, you know, I usually keep it to two cards just to be safe, you know, two items, which I try to do anyway. Like, I don't flood people with six cards or anything, you know.
Yeah, I'm the same.
But basically, it's about now it's about $1.15 for your send to get it there. And what I do is I actually buy $2.50 Canadian stamps directly from the Canadian Post, and they'll actually mail them to you in the United States.
Okay.
They do have a U.S. rate, you know, that's kind of like negotiated where you could get a U.S. letter stamp or whatever, but I just get the regular postage from the – I think it had a moose on it, but they're one of the few foreign – I'd call them foreign since we're here in the U.S., but post offices that will actually ship you the currency or the stamps, because a lot of these places, you know, you have to trade for – UK stamps or other countries, but the Canadian Post will mail it to you into the US and send a roll. So I use those 250 stamps on both cards and 8x10s. On 8x10s, I usually put two of them on there just to be safe, but
okay.
Never had a problem. You know, I always put airmail pour of on on the envelope coming back, but yeah, never had a problem. It's always fun, you know. Hockey is the big one. Usually if I do Blue Jays, I try to send a spring training, but they haven't been signing very well lately, so
I know it's too bad because they have all these young kids on the team.
Yeah, and you know, maybe everybody thinks that oh, I'll send a spring training just to save the extra, you know, hassle, and maybe everybody does that, but I might have to try Canada again. I don't send a lot there, but what I do, I use their Canada stamps, and I just have them mailed. The stamps, I get a whole roll and have it mailed here. So
that's interesting. I didn't know how to do that. As you mentioned, Blue Jays. We have in New Hampshire, Manchester, which is about, I don't know, 45 minutes away from me. That's where the Blue Jays AA team was.
Okay, yeah.
So last year I got to see Guerrero and Bichette and Biggio and a lot of these guys that have been called up. And unfortunately, I didn't take advantage of getting, you know, to autograph in person. I went up there probably four or five times last year. But they were signing. Almost all those guys already signed except for Guerrero. Guerrero was basically everyone knew he was going to be a stud anyway. He wasn't signing. But these other guys were all signing. So I don't know if they signed through the mail. So you've got your Donruss set you've been working on, and then why did you buy the Flair box? Because I don't think those are the greatest looking cards.
Well, I did it for two reasons. One, nostalgia. It was one of the first baseball sets that I ever. Or cards that I ever bought. I know my friend and I, Bill, who lived a few blocks away, we would actually clean his house and his room and everything and get, you know, a dollar or whatever. And we'd walk to an independent gas station that was actually owned by another friend of ours' parents, and we would buy those 82 Fleers. And We go back to his room, and he had kind of a basement that was only for basically us. You know, we turned it into a sports center, basically, is what we did. And back then, we actually took the cards, and everybody's going to wince when I say this, but we actually taped them up to the walls with Scotch tape.
my younger brother and I used to just flip. We flipped cards constantly.
But so we did that, and especially the Pirates and the Blue Jays, because that was our Little League teams. We were on two different teams. But and so that was one of the first sets or cards I really ever bought. And then I was obviously chasing the Cal Ripken Jr. rookie card.
Yep, and you got it, which was nice.
And I got it, and it was graded as a Gem Mint 10. So,
did you get it early in the opening, or was it where did you get it in the mix?
Well, you know, if I was at the computer and could open the video, I could tell just by the waveform of when I screamed. I think it would go, you know. I think it was in the middle. The video's on YouTube, and I actually bought this box from a sealed box from Baseball Card Exchange for like $120, something like that. But they had a few of them, and I just kind of looked at the pictures, and you know, the corners were dented on some of the boxes, and I picked the best one, you know, and man, when I pulled that, I was like, if this is it is the most perfect centered card of that era that I think I've ever seen. And I'm like, man, I should have maybe gone to Beckett and got the, you know, the centering graded or something as well. But man, it is a beautiful card. And I did take it to the Nationals with me, but I kind of felt like I'd get lowballed on it. So I just kind of showed it off rather than try to sell.
Did anyone make you an offer?
No, I didn't show it to the dealers. I just kind of showed it to the people gathered there. You know, I said, hey, this is what this is graded and stuff. Because I just had a feeling that, you know, on eBay, they go for about between $500 and $600 sometimes. And I just thought, you know, watching enough Pawn Stars that I'd only get like $200 or something, you know.
Yeah, so. And now you're emotionally connected to that card, so it's going to be hard to get rid of it.
I think for $500, I'd get rid of it. But it was a good chase. It was fun. So.
Those cards, I remember as a kid, they are so blurry. I don't know what happened.
They are.
And then you and I were texting back and forth because you've been posting them recently. But and I'll let our listeners know that the Mariners cards from that year, I actually happened to be in Fenway Park. When the photographer was taking all those pictures, and if you look, you'll notice all the Mariners were taken at Fenway Park. It was before the game, and I was literally standing like 2 feet away from Lenny Randle when he had his picture taken. He was standing right in the dugout, holding his glove up to his chest, his blue glove up to his chest. I remember it was like yesterday. And then I was talking to the photographer. He was just a freelance guy, but it was the one time that I remember I was literally there when they were taking all those pictures. And then when I opened them as a kid, I was like, wait a minute, I saw all these. It was kind of neat.
But, yeah.
So are you trying to get the whole set signed, or you just been sending out the ones that you had to send to get?
Oh, I just kind of going through them. You know, there's far too many that have died over the years. So
yeah, there's a lot of, I mean, because I'm doing the 78 set, there's a lot of guys that were still in that set that are in the 78 set, and a lot of those guys, there's a lot of guys in that set that signed.
Yeah.
In that set, so I'm seeing all you guys coming through. I was like, I get that guy. So
yeah, I think I had who was it? Stanley that was on the River Pilots that made me think of you. Or not River Pilots? Is that the River Pilots that you were doing?
No. You mean the Fisher Cats?
No, I was thinking maybe I'm thinking of someone else.
It's okay.
No problem. So why don't we talk? We're talking with Troy Rutter. Troy is on Instagram. He is TTM Autograph on Instagram. He is TTM Autograph on Twitter. He is TTM Autograph on YouTube. He has great video. He's been posting a lot of videos lately. He is TTM Autograph everywhere. So he is the man. Troy wrote a book. You want to tell us a little about the book, Troy? How's it been going?
Well, sales have fallen off a little bit, but...
well, it's been out for a little while now, right?
About 3 years, I think.
Yeah.
But still pretty good information as far as I'm concerned. You know, I tried to fill it with evergreen content, you know. But it's... When I first talked to people about me writing the book, they were like, what do you mean? You have to write a book on how to collect autographs because all you do is write a letter, right? And I'm like, well, there's a little bit more than that, you know? And, you know, it was just really something that I wanted to do for a while. And I bought a couple of books. Not the one that everybody thinks. It wasn't Jack Smallings who actually wrote the foreword for my book, but it was actually – I'm not going to say who it was, but I got it, and it looked very rushed and not well thought out. And so I was like, you know, I could do a lot better than this. So I just – every night I came home and, you know, I wrote what I thought would be a good chapter on something, and then – the next night I'd come home and I'd take that chapter and I'd write twice as much, you know, and try to take some pictures. And, you know, I never quite knew with the pictures what the legality was, but of having them in the book. But from what I had heard, it was like fair use type of a thing. So,
yeah, I think as long as it's yours and you take the picture, I think you're okay.
Yeah. So,
remind everyone, you know, name of the book and how they can get it and where it's found. And
yeah, it's Autograph Collecting Secrets, Tools and Tactics for Through the Mail, In Person, and Convention Success. And basically, the best place is Amazon. It comes directly from them because it does sell. They actually, it's what they call. Direct publishing. So because it does sell, though, they do keep copies in stock. So it usually ships out with Prime whenever you do it. So that's cool. I haven't found a good way to do autographed copies. Occasionally I put them up on eBay that are autographed, but
yep. Well, I was going to say, listeners, I'm sure you can reach out to Troy. You can find him on his website at www.ttmautograph.com. His email's there, and when you buy the book, reach out to Troy and he'll find a way to get it to him and he'll sign it for you, I'm sure.
And it was the Seattle Pilots I thought you were doing for some reason.
No, there was somebody did a great article on Sports Collectors Digest, I think, or Daily, and they wrote an article on the original Seattle Pilots team.
Okay.
And they featured all the cards from 1969, and they did like a little synopsis on it. And I did promote it on one of the previous webcasts.
Okay, because the one I got in was Fred Stanley from the Seattle Pilots, and interestingly enough, he's actually from Iowa, so that's kind of fun. So.
Okay, cool. Well, Troy just got back from the National last week. He spent 3 fun-filled days in Chicago. 3 days, right?
Yep.
I know it, from all reports, I unfortunately had to miss it. I had a family commitment that I couldn't get out of. But I am all planning for Atlantic City next year. But from all reports, it looked like it was a very, very crowded show.
It was. I didn't have anything to gauge it with because it was my first time there. But it was, from what I heard, there was another side that they opened up, and that's kind of where the low rent
Okay.
Booths were, you know, people who didn't pay the big bucks to be in the center, you know.
Yep.
But there was some really good stuff over there, like, you know, a lot of vintage stuff, including non-sports, like Mork and Mindy and A-Team and Knight Rider cards and, you know, stuff like that. And just tons and tons of dollar boxes everywhere you look. It was pretty amazing. And, you know, there's also a lot of vintage stuff, which isn't quite my thing, obviously. So it kind of limited, I guess in a good way, what I could buy.
Okay.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, did anyone recognize you? Because I saw you had your TTM hat on and your...
Yeah, well, when I first came in, I was looking for anybody that I knew, and Snoop from YouTube was there. It's Snoop in a bunch of numbers, and I can never remember the numbers, but I think everybody knows Snoop on YouTube. He was the first one to recognize me. He was there with his wife, and I was like, oh, yeah, you know, because he comments on almost all of my videos and live streams and everything else. And so I ran into him about five or six times, but the place is so big. You can go the entire day and, you know, people are moving around. So you can go the entire day without seeing who you think you would. And then I got a message from the Pino Man on YouTube. And he's like, let's meet up. And so I went over there. What was funny was I went over there and I found Pepino Man and I was like, hey, could I get a picture? And the guy goes, oh, I'll take it. And I look at him and I'm like, no. And it was Triple Crown 24 from YouTube and Instagram. I'm like, you have to be in the photo. And so I was like, what are you talking about? Do you want to take the photo? I'm like, no, you're going to be in it. And so we took the photo and we walked around a little bit. And then I went into the VIP room and I was kind of sitting by myself. And there was this table of a bunch of people over there. And Eloy Morris, like, looked up and was like, Troy? I'm like, yeah. He's like, come over here. And so I switched tables and I, you know, there were a bunch of people that I recognized, but didn't quite know, you know, so met them. And then I think it was the next day, Mike O, messaged me and said, hey, I'm going to lunch. You want to go to lunch with us? I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, that'd be awesome. So I went and found him all of a sudden, you know, he's there with Ed Westergriff and someone else whose name has escaped me off the top of my head. But I'm like, yeah, let's go for pizza. So we went for pizza. And then Saturday, and there was a huge meetup on Friday, Thursday and Friday. So I missed the Thursday one because I went into downtown to meet up with an old friend. The guy who created Babylon 5 was
Hawk.
And I didn't know Lollapalooza was going on, which was fun. And so there was a big meetup on Thursday that I missed, but Friday there was another big meetup. And there was, if you go to YouTube and look at Mike O's recap, he has almost everyone, like, listed, and in his video too. It's pretty amazing. And I was like,
I'll check out.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's who that is. You know, oh, I recognize them, but I wasn't quite sure. And, you know, oh, Jimmy Guns, yeah. Oh, you know, Pilmington, yeah. And, you know, so I was just going through all these people. I'm like, yeah, of course I know who these people are. Once they, once I see them on the computer, I know who they are. But that was pretty fun. And then Saturday, I had two people come up. I had a kid, Max's Corner, and his dad found me, and he's on YouTube and Instagram. And then another, I had no idea who they were, and it turned out to be, I think he's like 16 or something, Card Seller 25 on Instagram. Okay. He was there with his friends and his parents, and he was the last one I saw, because by Saturday I was like, Probably about 2 o'clock, I was like, I am so tired.
I know, a lot of walking, huh?
Yeah, a lot of people, a lot of talking and a lot of walking. And some of the crew went to the Cubs game. I thought about it, but I was like, eh. I just kind of went and chilled out the rest of the day. But it was a really fun time. And, you know, I wasn't quite sure what to expect because, like I tell people, I'm kind of I'm a TTMer, but I'm not really a set collector. So
yeah,
I wasn't sure, but I did find this guy. So, are you familiar with Signatures for Soldiers?
I am not.
So basically it's someone who works with athletes or gets people to sign things and he sells them and puts together care packages for the troops.
Oh, neat. That's a good idea.
So I had been talking to him and I went to their booth. And I was just looking. I'm like, oh, do you have any 1991 Don Russes? So I'm looking through, and he actually had a Fred Lynn 1991 Don Russ. Now, anybody who TTMs knows that Fred Lynn, if you send him a card, he sends you back a green index card.
Yep.
And your item not signed. So to find Fred Lynn on a 1991 Don Russ, I grabbed it, right?
Yep.
And then they told me of this other guy, and so I go to this other guy who is in the complex, and he has a list by set of the autographs that he has, and his are only about $2 or $3 each. And so he just tells me, yell out the name and the number. So I'm like, the card number. And so I'm like, okay, I get my list out. And unfortunately, his list or his boxes were by teams, not by name.
Oh.
And so I'd say 117, whoever. He's like, oh, he was on the White Sox in 91, so White Sox. And he knew everyone, like every player, what year they played on what team. And so he was just – I had to stop at about 10. I was like, I'm going to stop myself right now for – a little bit. But I did get his email address. He doesn't have a website, so I'm going to send him a few off my list every now and then if I can't get them. But
where are you on the list? How many you have done so far?
Well, I came back, and I went on eBay with a vengeance. So I would think by now I haven't added them up. I'm probably at about 350 out of 770.
Okay. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Wow.
It looks impressive on my website because I have them all there kind of organized into what would be card pages, you know.
Yep.
And so it looks more impressive than the number when you get down to it. But, you know, I started going through what a Gary Carter is going to cost me and three Nolan Ryans and, you know, Ricky Henderson. And I'm just like, this is going to hurt someday.
Yeah, I mean, those guys, some of those guys are real expensive. They're pricey if you have to get them in person.
Yeah, I did pick up a Lenny Dykstra for $20, but he also has one or two more cards that I need.
Okay. So what else did you pick up at the show? I know you got the donors for your set. And it's like a signature box.
Okay. Yeah, I got the signature box. I can't even tell you who it was off the top of my head because it didn't throw me.
Oh, you opened it already?
Yeah.
How much was that? Like 60? How much? Like $60 or something? What do those boxes go for?
I think it's only 40 something. Yeah.
40. Okay. Yeah, I was watching they did it. Somebody broke 20 boxes open on YouTube, and I was watching that. And
oh yeah,
there were probably like 3 or 4 good ones out of the 20, and some of them were just like, really?
I was at lunch with Wester Griff, and he pulled a 1-in-1 Chris Sale out of his.
Wow.
So I'm like, oh, I think that was my box.
You know? That's big.
And then my Topps Redemption bot or wrapper wasn't any good either, really. So.
Well, also good. Yeah. Now I know you got a VIP ticket thanks to my recommendation.
Yeah.
What autographs did you get?
It was not a good experience, actually. The only person I got was Corey Snyder.
Okay.
Just because, you know, you go in and basically they tell you the VIP badge is only to get you in the door early. Most of the autographs that you get are wild card tickets. And the wild card tickets are the last people to get things signed. It goes people who buy a ticket, like a numbered ticket.
Yeah.
And then it goes super VIPs from TriStar. And then it goes VIPs from TriStar. And then it goes the people who had a name that were VIPs. And then it goes wild card. So for Corey Snyder, I had to use my wild card, but by the time I had gotten through the line, which was about 2 hours, the one other person who I had a name for had stopped signing.
Oh, that's too bad.
And so I was kind of turned off by the whole thing. So Corey Snyder is the only one that I actually did, because it was just 2 hours and I missed, you know, a couple of the other people that were signing. So
yeah, it wasn't like that last year in Cleveland. It was, you know, I got the VIP thing and I got, like, as I told you, I got like 12 autographs.
Yeah. You know, if all I wanted to do was stand in line, that'd be one thing, but that wasn't how I wanted to spend my national. So
yeah. Understood. Now, are you soured on it, or are you ready to go back and do it again next year?
If I'm uncertain, you know, I might do Chicago again if it comes back there, but I don't know if I want to go all the way.
I think 2 years is Chicago. Next year is in Atlanta.
Right, exactly. So Chicago is nice. I actually used some points to fly for free, and it was like a 45-minute flight, and so that's pretty nice, you know.
Yep.
One thing I would recommend is getting your hotel early, because I was only about 2 miles away, but it felt like completely away. It would have been nice to be able to go to my room and relax and whatever, you know. So.
Yeah, I had a hotel and I canceled at the last minute. I should have. I was right next to the casino.
Well, that's where I was.
Okay. That one wasn't that far, right?
No, but you're still not there. Like, to go back to your room in between.
Got you.
I was there at that Hilton Garden Inn by the casino.
Yeah, that's where I was. That's where I was staying.
Oh, see? You should have come.
I wanted to, but don't rub it in. well, we're talking with Troy Rutter. Troy is at TTM Autograph, basically on Instagram, on Twitter, on YouTube. He has a website. He's posting videos all the time. You've been really prolific in your video posting lately. I just have one more question for you, then I'll let you go, because we're over a half hour now. I don't want to take up your whole night. On your videos, you have a video of the Kazoo Kid. How did that come about?
That was so funny. I don't remember how it actually came about, because Jason, Zombie Collector, just randomly a few months ago just started, like, you know, if I tell him something, he'd send me this video that said, "Thanks, partner." And it was this really creepy, like, zoomy in thing. And then the Kazoo Kid, and it, like, they were all related. I was like, what is this? Because I kind of missed that meme. And I started doing research on it. I was like, wow, this was a really popular meme for a while. And then YouTube, everybody was doing parodies and this, that, and the other. I was like, that's interesting. And so I found an article saying that he actually was still acting and had a talent agency in Missouri. And, you know, he's 30, whatever, you know, 30, early 30s now. And so I actually had to buy a 12-pack of kazoos from Amazon. And I sent 10 out to fellow TTMers. You might have seen Pepino Man trying to light his on fire. but I sent it away, and I was just with a TTM Sharpie and just kind of said, hey, my friend Jason and I, or Jason, would like an autograph. And I was like, well, it's kind of odd enough that I have a chance. And then one day I came home, and of course, Informed Delivery didn't show me the package because it was a parcel.
Yeah.
And so I didn't see it beforehand. And so it was, I saw it in the mailbox. I'm like, oh my gosh, is it going to be signed? Is it going to be signed? And I opened it up, and there were two yellow kazoos signed by the Kazoo Kid, and signed to Troy and Jason, I think, Happy Kazooing, and your special friend, Brett. So that was one of the lines in the viral video, was him talking about his special friend. So, you know, stuff like that is fun to do. You know, you see people do the red staplers from the guy from Office Space.
Yep.
And spoons from Paula Deen or some other cooks and stuff. And so I don't do that a lot, but when I got that, I was like, this is kind of fun. It's like something different. And
yeah, I agree. I like that. It's kind of thinking out of the box a little. It's definitely different. It's fun. And it was like, the Kazoo guy, the Kazoo Kid, where did he find that? I have to ask about that.
Because I know Zane Savage, there were some people back in the day that were getting Clifford the Red Dog toys and, like, shaving a spot for the guy to sign and, you know, stuff like that. I totally missed out on that, but, hey, I got Brett the Kazoo Kid. So
that's, yeah, get some, really you nice. Get something to put in posterity, I guess, forever. Well, Troy, I want to thank you. We've been going long, a little longer than I expected, and I always enjoy speaking with you. Anything else you want to wrap up with? Anything closing that we didn't speak about?
No, you kind of nailed it with where I am everywhere. The only thing is Twitter. It's actually TRUTTER. I couldn't get TTM autographs. Someone is squatting on it for the last 10 years. So
sorry.
yeah. So that's just my name, and pretty much I don't just do TTMs on there. It's just my personal account. But yeah, everywhere else it's TTM autograph. I was really lucky to grab everything. So.
Right, well, listeners, I recommend you go checking out Troy's YouTube channel, TTM Autograph. It is always entertaining. The quality is top-notch. Always has great cards, addresses. He got me to send out Butch Weiniger again, and I got him after I watched the video. And I always learn something watching one of your videos. And what I like about Troy is they're not that long. They're only about 10, 15 minutes, so it's... You're not spending 2 hours watching the video. You can knock off two or three in a sitting.
Yeah, I try to make it about 5 to 7.
Yeah.
Maximum of 4 returns per video is what I kind of go for. So.
All right. Well, again, thank you, and I'm sure we'll be speaking again.
Well, that wraps up another edition of TTM Cast, the podcast for the TTM Autograph Collector. My name is Jeff Baker, and I am your host for this fine, fine program. If you have any comments or feedback, please send an email to me at ttmcast@yahoo.com. I'd like to thank Troy Rudder for joining us today. Thank you, the listener, for hanging in there for a little extended version of TTM Cast. And as always, wishing you many happy returns. We'll be right back.